This is Back to Front Show, Episode 5, Imperfectly Perfect.
Welcome to the Back to Front Show.
Back to Front.
With Back to Front discussion about current teen issues and the freshest R&B tunes around. Here's your host, Vic A.
Alright, the girl here, back again, you know how we always do, just passing luck, interlacting down in the studio, with a Back to Front Show here again. Hope you guys have been all good, hope you've been enjoying the past podcast. We keep coming up with more and exciting topics for you to listen to, which will impact on your lives. This topic is dedicated to everyone really, but it's more especially tailored to us Christians who the world has pressurized them into acting a certain way instead of them just embracing their imperfectuality. But with Jesus Christ, we've been made perfect. I hope at the end of this topic you'll be able to take something from me, and then you'll be able to see and you know better things about these shenanigans, if you like. But sit back, relax. I've got an interesting and exciting package planned for you. But before we kick off, or should I say to kick off with the show, here is a beautiful song by one of my favorite artists, or should I say brothers in Christ, whatever you want. But have fun with the song. I hope it ministers to you guys as it's ministered to me. So stay tuned and I'll be right back.
Ow! It's Elijah 9. She got free face on this one. I've got that fire in my heart, fire in my soul. My heart used to be cold, then it melted. The vanity grown out of the bitterness, kinda dull. Then I found Christ, ain't on my own. Knowing the value of Christ, priceless. Not MasterCard, he's my master dog. Missing Miyagi, master bar. Come on, pen on my pad, away, hand on my bars. Ain't behind the bars. But if I suffer like Paul did, then so be it. It's Elijah, the lyricist, the evangelist. One body, let me develop my fellowship. Romans 1:16 will remind you. Remember that the King of Jews is back and fucking the people. For I am the second of MC. None of that. Here we go, if you wanna know. I've got a fire in my heart, fire in my soul. And when I bless Mike on stage, God gives me the courage to let me flow. So, yo, if you wanna know, I've got a fire in my heart, fire in my soul. And when I bless Mike on stage, God gives me the courage to let me flow. Fire in my heart, fire in my soul. 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 I cover with the blood of the Lamb, ever so strong like Samson. The only difference is, I'm stronger without my hair. Got set free by the truth, before that I was living a lie. But I kill off the flesh and now I'm alive. You want a piece of the pie? Let me sow my seed, what have you done? Let it grow. Open, still bell on my phone, asking me if I wanna get down with the chicks. I ain't on that no more. Open my eyes, told them already that I read the book of James. Word of advice, be a very best not to sin. It's a disgrace, have a look at Proverbs 17. I don't wanna stop beef, I just wanna have peace. 24/7 at a time, 777 on my mind. Here we go, if you wanna know. I've got a fire in my heart, fire in my soul. And when I bless Mike on stage, God gives me the courage to let me flow. So, yo, if you wanna know. I've got a fire in my heart, fire in my soul. And when I bless Mike on stage, God gives me the courage to let me flow. Guess who died on the cross? No hype team, Jesus Christ died for us. I let my life down, it's a must. The fact that he died for our sins, you know it's a plus. Look, you might take me for a mock, but I dare you try and take our God for a mock. Faith without work will never work, so I'm about to spread the word. It's the next team, let's go. Let's go. Well, wait. I'm sure you know that I'm saved by grace. And when I'm seeking God's face, you got goons out there still clocking my face. Cool, pray for them. Not call of duty, but Christ called us for a duty. So if you don't mind, excuse me. I'm the guy on the mic. I'm ashamed of the gospel. Here we go. If you wanna know, I'm gonna fire in my heart, fire in my soul. And when I bless Mike on stage, God gives me the courage to let me flow. So, yo. If you wanna know, I'm gonna fire in my heart, fire in my soul. And when I bless Mike on stage, God gives me the courage to let me flow. Fire in my heart, fire in my soul. 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 Yeah, so there you have it. I'm not just a rapper, innit? Yeah. If you got that fire in your heart, you got that fire in your soul. Wait. If you got that fire in your heart, or that fire in your soul, put your fist in the air and let it flow. You done know. If you got that fire in your heart, all that fire in your soul. Put your fist in the air and let it flow. You done know, you done know, done know. 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 You done know.
Hi people, you're welcome back to the show. I hope you enjoyed that track. That was Eli and Preacher with Fire in My Heart, Fire in My Soul. Because I know I definitely did. I'm not sure about you, but I know you probably definitely did as well. And we're still on the topic, imperfectly perfect. You know, when you think about it, you see perfect, like without flaws. And then imperfect is like you make mistakes sometimes. But when you put them together, you're imperfectly perfect. I mean, some of you might be wondering why I decided to talk about this topic. You see, growing up in a Christian family made me understand certain things. How, like, the public portray Christians and all sorts. And as I'm growing up now, and I made mistakes in my life, I come to realize that Christianity is not all about being perfect. It's not all about acting a certain way to appear a certain way in the public eye. Like someone once said, the hospital is there for patients. So the church is there for people who are spiritually sick. So you don't need a hospital if you're well. Jesus did not come into the world for the righteous. He came and died on the cross for the sinners. So what is my point in all this? My point is that we should just stop, literally stop thinking that we have to be perfect for God to accept us. He has already accepted us. He died on the cross to shed his blood for us even while we are yet sinners. So we should come to realize that God so loved the world so much. He loved you and I, that he shed his blood and died for our sins. So we don't have to act like we're perfect, because he knows our flaws, he knows our weaknesses, but he still loves us. It's like a parent, for example. I'm not a parent, by the way, so I'm just saying what I think from the natural perspective, right? For a parent, when your child does something offensive, okay, say for example your child steals meat from the pot or soup, right? And you found out, or they came and told you, or something happened, but anyway, somehow you got to know that they stole meat from the pot. You'll be angry with the child, right? You scold them and all sorts, yeah. Well, would that make you stop loving them? I doubt that would make any parent stop loving their child because of silly mistakes, and because of, you know, obviously they will have to pay for it. They will have to get that scolding, disciplinary action that you take on them. But it doesn't mean that you stop loving them. All it means is that you're trying to teach them wrong from right. I think that's also how God is with us. He still loves us. But all he asks is that we repent and come back to him and enjoy the benefits that he has for us. You know what I mean? You know, it's so unfortunate that we live in a world where most people's lives are dictated by the public. Take, for example, guys. The media makes it seem as if guys have to be certain way. If they don't do this, people think they're not man enough or whatever. Girls, they're supposed to look a certain way, act a certain way. If they don't do this, you either call fat, ugly, stubborn, all sorts of names. So people are put under pressure to act the way they're not. And that is just so annoying, because so many times people don't even know what their personalities is anymore, because of the way they're being put under pressure by the public to act the same way. But unfortunately, not every one of us grew up in a Christian family. Some of us found God on the way in some part of our lives, which is fine. Thank God we're saved. Now we have the inheritance of Christ. But the problem then remains, we still have that mentality of acting the certain way. So until we drop that attitude of living by the world system, I honestly, seriously doubt that we will be able to tap every potential blessing and benefit that God has for us. If you live by the world system, I'm telling you, you get so confused, you don't know what to do. But by the time you live by the word of God, the divine authority that he has given us. I'm telling you, your life will be as smooth as you would never have imagined in your life. I mean, seriously, I don't understand why you people out there put so much pressure on, most especially Christians, that they have to act. Say, for example, you find, obviously, as Christians, you know, like, with the Holy Spirit in you, he guides you and into perfection. He teaches you and leads you onto perfection. But until we get that stage of perfection, we are imperfect in our own self. But through the blood of Jesus Christ, because we don't live by ourselves, we live through Jesus Christ, we are made perfect by the blood of Jesus that was shed on the cross of Calvary. That just makes me want to sing, want to dance. Like, seriously, when I think about it, all the mistakes I've made, I could have been wiped out straight up. I could have been, literally, I could have paid for my own sins. But Jesus Christ came and died for my sin. He wiped the slate clean. He said it was finished at the cross of Calvary. That just makes me so happy that in my imperfectuality, once I give my life to Jesus Christ and I'm walking in the righteousness of Christ, not in my righteousness, that once I'm walking in that righteousness of Christ, that through my imperfectuality, I've been made perfect through Christ. That just makes me so happy, you know. Because when you think about it, like, so many times, people just do crazy stuff, you know, because they're put under pressure. People do some stuff that you think, why the heck did you even do that? Why were you listening to people out in the world? You know, like, I don't know how to explain it. I don't know how to make you see that no one on earth is perfect. Even the people you look up to. Okay, say for example, your mom, your dad, they're not perfect anyway. Your uncle, sister, brother, that grandma, whatever. Even people you look up to in the church, no one is perfect. So until we as human beings stop looking at our pastors, for example, as mini gods, and listen directly from God himself, now we'll be shocked so many times, because they're still humans, you know. They still make mistakes. So it's between them and God to reconcile together. Do you know what I mean? Okay, now let's forget about the Christian side of things for a minute, yeah? Okay, so let's talk about the social side of it, yeah? Okay, you're not born again, for example. You're hanging around with this particular group of friends, yeah? And one, okay, they see you acting a certain way, like you always have this nice dress, nice makeup, your dad and mom, they're rich, they spoil you with gifts and all sorts. And say, for example, yeah, you're the only child as well. So your parents spoil you with gifts, give you everything you want in life. But one day you mess up. Say, for example, you did, I don't know, something. Say, okay, probably got involved with a boy, if you're a girl, I mean. Hello, somebody. Or you got involved with a girl, if you're a guy. And say something happened out there, and the group of friends you're hanging around with, right, they start judging you based on that mistake you've made. I mean, how would that make you feel? Well, with me, I would feel like you were not my friend in the first place. You were only hanging around with me because my parents were rich, and the gifts they gave me were obviously reflecting you. I just felt you were using me. That's the way I will feel. Do you know what I mean? So, when it comes to the things of God, we as Christians, we need to stop looking into the world and start looking into the Word of God. Because it's only the Word of God that's going to build us up. The things that people outside in the world say, it should not matter to us. Okay, it should to an extent, but it shouldn't be the main priority of the way we build our life. God should be the main focus. It should be the ideal thing that we lay, that when we go to bed, we can lay our head on the bed and sleep a very sound sleep. It should be the Word of God, because that's what builds us up. Because we're imperfect in our own nature, through Jesus Christ who died on the cross, we have been made perfect. Okay, let's take a break now. When we come back, we'll continue with the show. So stay tuned, and I hope you enjoyed this song.
Why tell them what they say?
Yeah.
Isn't true.
I do tell them though, girl. But I don't do that there though. Leg up. At times my face get low and my face it just shows. Though the statement's bold, I'ma say it because I know. I gotta show off and in Christ. I gotta show off and in Christ. I gotta show off and in Christ. Let's see, promise eternal life. Though some nights get bleak, there are days that get cold. I will rest in the wings of the Savior because I know. I gotta show off and in Christ. I gotta show off and in Christ. I gotta show off and in Christ. Let's see, promise eternal life. I've gotta show assurance while the others stay exploring like Dora read the Torah and you see who called the orders. Second to none important, secular some distorting, but Christ be the surest. I'm backing on my insurance on him. Nobody else, nobody felt what he did up on the cross, and surely nobody will. Bearing sin up in his body, truly Jesus died for the body so that you and I can be the righteousness of God himself. That's that truth promulgated on your playlist, let me say it, it's the latest what I'm stating. He came down with the basis of the basin, wash your feet with a basin, baby, I'm painting a picture so you see that his grace is truly amazing. I'm never changing, there's so much more in store. So when my faith get low, I'll be focusing on the Lord. On the cross, all he did, man, is bringing peace to my heart. So my eyes on him, but I'm saying this in the dark. Like my faith get low and my face is just shows. I'm the statement, but I'ma say it because I know. I gotta show off and in Christ. I gotta show off and in Christ. I gotta show off and in Christ. Let's see, promise. Separating us from the love he has for those who are his. When said and done, nothing known upon the earth can end what he's begun. Transformed by the Spirit to live it in deeper slums. GP made a beat and is speaking low. Surest thing is a deeper show. Keep it low, never speak it bold. Trusting him with his speaking code. Hating sin if it's in C-Rose. Major wind till you see the stones. They will roll, I will put my faith in him and not in a secret code. Cause men are liars and bias, tell them cause now you know. Trust in my emotion, promotion to see Messiah close. Embracing what is spoken and quoting the text that I would know. That Christ be the surest, how I wish I was 5 years old and knew the facts. Now I do, ain't looking back, looking forward to the day of his return. Now look at that, it's a wrap, still a text. Thinking prayer ain't moving slack, being stripped by the Spirit, the same one who moved in acts. And time my faith get low and my faith is just shows. Don't the statement, but I'ma say it because I know. I gotta show off and in Christ. I gotta show off and in Christ. I gotta show off and in Christ. Let's see, promise eternal life. Though some nights get deep, there are days that get cold. I will rest in the wings of the Savior because I know. I gotta show off and in Christ. I gotta show off and in Christ. I gotta show off and in Christ. Let's see, promise eternal life. And tell my faith get low and my face it just shows. Don't the statements bold, I'ma say it because I know. I gotta show off and in Christ. I gotta show off and in Christ. I gotta show off and in Christ. Let's see, promise eternal life. Though some nights get bleak, there are days that get cold. I will rest in the wings of the Savior because I know. I gotta show off and in Christ. I gotta show off and in Christ. I gotta show off and in Christ. Let's see, promise eternal life.
Welcome back to the show. That was Esso with Sure Thing, and I hope you enjoyed it because I know I definitely did. Anyway, we're still on the topic Imperfectly Perfect, and this is the Back to Front show, and I'm always your host, Vicky. The fact that we say that no one in the world is perfect does not give anyone the right to mess up all in that pretense of no one is perfect. So it's a thing where people will be acting or messing around. Yeah, say for example, they're lying, cheating, doing all sorts of things here, yeah? And they turn around and go to you like, "Who asked you to be the judge of us?" kind of thing. You're not even perfect, so stop acting like you know it all. Fair enough, no one is perfect yet, but we have been given the divine authority by God, which is in the Bible. So we ask according to the word of God. I'm going to read you a Bible verse. And, well, actually, let's open it up. It's from Matthew chapter 5, verse 48. And it says, "You therefore must be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect." You see, that is a commandment of God, that we should be perfect, just like our heavenly Father is perfect. So for us to attain that perfectuality, yeah, we have to live a certain kind of life. Because although Jesus Christ came and died on the cross of Calvary for our sins, does not give us the guaranteed right to purposely be messing around. Grace is sufficient for us, fair enough, but even if we unknowingly fall into sin, even if we knowingly fall into sin, yeah, God still forgives us, because grace abides in the world today. That's why he sends his sunshine and his rain on both the righteous and on the unrighteous. So the fact that we have grace does not mean that we abuse it. Because if you abuse something as good as grace, I mean, what do you think you are, kind of thing? I know, obviously, we're made in the image of God and his likeness, but still, there has to be some form of discipline, some form of discernment. That's why he sends the Holy Spirit in us. So we live according to the will of God and according to the purposes that he has for us in our life. That's why the Holy Spirit is there. He's always there to guide us into perfection, because the Bible has already commanded us that we be perfect, just like our Heavenly Father is perfect. So for us to be perfect, yeah, obviously we have to look at the example that Jesus Christ set when he was on earth. God came down from heaven, he left his heavenly glory and throne, and came down and humbled himself like a common man, and died on the cross of Calvary for all our sins and for the future ones we're gonna have. That's why on the cross he said it is finished. So his mission is completed, it is done. So there's no sin that we can commit that God cannot forgive us, because he sent his son down for our sake to die on the cross of Calvary. So if someone can do that for us here, we should know that he has better plans for us than what the world is portraying to us. So we should just stop looking at the world system and look into the word of God and see the way we should live our lives. Because at the end of the day, yeah, heaven, this earth, they will all pass away. The only thing that will take him back to heaven is our spirit man. And if your spirit man is not right with God, then I don't know what you're doing not accepting Christ into your life. Because let me tell you something, Jesus Christ is the best thing, yeah, that has ever happened to me and will ever happen to me. Literally, without God in my life, man, I don't know what I would have done. Literally, I don't literally know what I would have done if God was not in my life. Like, for real. So I'm urging you right now, to please stop looking at the world system for defining success, you, any other thing. How would the world define success as how many cars you have and how many houses you build? When the Bible says that that wherever your heart, the treasure is, that's where your heart is gonna be. And there are more treasures in heaven than that is on earth. Because this whole earth will be destroyed by fire one day, when the prince of the world comes and rules the world for 1,000 years. Then Jesus comes and judgment upon the earth and everything happens. This whole world will be destroyed. And there will be a new heaven and a new earth. And that world is what I cannot wait. So please, I'm urging you, if you do not yet know Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, if you do not know him and this message have been ministered to you, and you see that Jesus Christ is the best thing that could ever happen to you and anyone else, if you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, please, I want you to pray this prayer with me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for a day like this, and I thank you for using this message to impact on my life. I thank you, oh Lord, that you sent your son on the cross of Calvary to die for my sins. Lord God, help me, oh Lord, not to see myself through the world system, but help me to see myself through you, through the word that you gave, through the commandment that you still giving to us until to this day. Lord Jesus, I want you to come and stay into my life and help me and guide me unto perfection just like you are. I know I cannot do it by my own strength, because it's your word, Lord. It's you who gives strength. It's you who helps people. You direct me, Lord, I pray. Have your way in my life in Jesus' name. Lord, as I commit everything about me into your hand, I surrender all to you. I pray, God, you keep guiding me, keep directing me. Come and live into my heart, Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So once you've prayed the prayer, just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ has heard you and he will come and live in your heart. Once you pray that prayer out of the innermost sincerity of your heart, because Jesus said if we confess with our mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, then that if we confess with our mouth that we want to accept Jesus Christ into our heart, that's the only way that we can go into heaven. So until you've confessed with your, it's not enough believing there is a God. Obviously, we all know that there is a God. But if you believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary for the remission of your sins, then that's when you get into heaven. The ticket into heaven is not about the good works you do. Don't let people deceive you. It's not about the good works you do. Obviously, that's what adds into the crown that you brought souls into the kingdom. Yeah. But the ticket getting into heaven is accepting Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Accepting that he died on the cross and he's Lord of your life. He's the Savior of your life. So without him, you cannot do anything. Once you accept that, then your ticket into heaven is guaranteed. Unfortunately, we have now come to the end of this show for today. But I hope you really enjoyed the show, and I hope it impacted on you guys. And I hope that some of you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. If you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, please give me an email, call me, text me, Facebook me, whatever it is, tweet it to me. And then I cannot wait to hear your testimonies, because I believe God is doing a great thing, and a great thing he will do in your life in Jesus' name. But until next time, when I come your way again, I'm always your girl, Vicky. But before I go, I just want to say thank you to Eli and Preacher, and also Esso, and every other person who has been supporting me, praying for me, being there for me, encouraging me in this walk, and those who have always been there to pick me up when I feel down and all sorts. And most especially, I want to thank Jesus Christ for giving me the inspirations, for taking me places, making me see things that I want to share with you guys. But until next time, when you come your way again, this is always the Back to Front Show. I'm always your girl, Vicky. So have a nice day, week, weekend, whatever it is, time of day and moment you're listening to this. But take care of yourself, and I hope you have a fabulous time. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Stress. What thing they do me? No, you no go depress me. God has my witness, and I shall be blessed.
You are, yes you are. You are, la 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 la. You are, yes you are. You are, la 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 la. You are, yes you are. You are, la 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 la. One thing you should know, 100%, we are all king and queen, my friend.
I'm single.
dream. See, I gotta make moves in my life. Lord, I'm all yours, make moves in my life. My skin color, there's no excuse, cause the blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice.